The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Yay! Welcome. Fantastic. Great. So happy you're here. Yay. Great. So, whether this is your first time or your nth time, whatever N is, welcome. And whatever you need to know for tonight's practice will be shared with you. So no experience necessary whatsoever. So the way Happy Hour, the agenda for tonight is I'll speak for a few minutes about the topic, and topic for tonight is gratitude. So we'll be practicing, I'll be leading you in a guided meditation in gratitude. And just to say that what I'll be suggesting, what I'll be inviting you to practice with, the same exact thing may not arise for you, may not work for you. Something different may work, may come up for you. So whatever comes up, don't feel like you're doing it wrong or you're failing or whatever comes up for you, that's what needs to come up for you in that moment. Everybody's mind is different. I'm going to be giving kind of cookie cutter invitations, and some of them might work for you, but some of them you might need to kind of find your own way. What works with you, with your makeup? So be gentle with yourself. Be kind with yourself. See what works for you in order to make these invitations work best for you. Okay? How to make them work for you, for your heart and mind and body. So you all have that permission and that invitation to personalize it in any way that it works for you. And also, with many of these practices, they can be what's called purification practices. And as you're invoking, say, a image of a friend and say something they've done for you that you're grateful for, maybe what comes up instead, let's a random example, maybe a time that they let you down comes up. It's like, wait, go away, I'm not expecting you to come up this scenario, but hey, it's come up. So if that comes up, be kind to yourself. Have kindness and compassion for yourself or your friends. So that becomes the practice in that moment. So whatever comes up, work with it. Don't think you're doing it wrong. Whatever needs to come up is going to come up. So you need to find the way to work with it yourself, with kindness, really. All we're trying to do are cultivating different ways of kindness towards ourselves, towards others. And if that kindness means just being kind to yourself, kind to your own experience, if it's a difficult experience in that moment, then yay, great. You've had a great evening of practice, whatever it's been. Okay? So with that, let me see if I want to say anything else before we start the guided meditation. Yeah, I think we'll just start and I'll say whatever you need to know later. So before we start, especially if you're new to the practice, this is the perfect time to get up and go and get props, get more cushions, get things to be comfortable for your back, for your feet to be flat on the floor or flat on the cushion so that they're not dangling or tiptoeing or cross-legged. Perfect time to get props. Get up now if you aren't. And if you're sitting, actually, let's start by moving our bodies a little bit. Gratitude for the body. Oh, hello, body. Hi. Maybe give yourself a little hug and just feeling your shoulders and backs. Just see whatever feels right for you, for your body. Just kind of, maybe even stretching your arms if that feels right to you in this moment, if that feels like the kind thing to do for your body. What feels like the kind thing to do for your body to take care of your upper body as you're sitting, starting in this moment. Hello, dear body. It's been a long day already, hasn't it? Ah. Patting yourself maybe, hi, body, hello. Just an expression of kindness. You know, it might be silly, but just see what it feels like. If you patted yourself, like, hi, hello, on your shoulder, your back, hi. These visceral acts, actually, our bodies respond to them very, very strongly, so don't underestimate it. Don't think like your body is above and beyond these physical acts of kindness. Hello, hi. And now, I'd like to invite you to allow yourself to settle, allow your body to settle, allowing your back, your spine, to have a sense of integrity, feeling stretched, expanded, tall, as if there is an invisible thread connected to the top of your head, effortlessly pulling you up. I feel taller, vertebrae by vertebrae, effortlessly. And you can relax, your entire body, all your muscles. You can relax. Your shoulders, your neck, letting your hands and arms give up their weight to the earth. Letting your face relax, soften. With each breath, with each in-breath, softening your forehead a little more, allowing the air, the breath, to move as if it were moving into your face. Softening, relaxing your cheeks, your jaw, letting your eyes rest in their socket. Allowing each in-breath to bring in more wakefulness, and each out-breath to let go of more tension, to bring more ease, softening your neck. Noticing if there's any tension, if there's any holding, contraction. Relaxing your upper arms, lower arms and hands. Relaxing. Your upper body. Your chest, if you're holding it tight, your belly, abdomen, your lower back. letting go, relaxing of any tension in your sit bones, your groin area, your upper legs, lower legs and feet. Letting each breath be a lullaby of calming and soothing. With every out breath, letting go some more of tension, sinking in more deeply into this body, this moment. Nowhere to go right now, nothing to do, but just to sit here, take refuge in the simplicity of this moment, just sitting and breathing, letting go, and just this moment right here, right now, of plans, thoughts, past, future. They will all come back, but right now, just keeping it simple. Just this in-breath. Just this out-breath. Sweet. Intimate. Deliciously simple. Allowing your attention to rest, the sensations of your breathing in your abdomen. Calming, soothing, like a lullaby. Sitting and breathing, tilling the soil, calming the mind in preparation for our gratitude practice. We'll continue like this for a few minutes. Just settling, just breathing. just this in-breath, just this out-breath. Settling, collecting the mind just around this breath. You might need to invite your attention back 100 times. It's okay. That's what minds do. They wander. It's all okay. Just this breath. Now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to bring to mind maybe a recent scenario where someone did something for you that you felt grateful for, you felt appreciative about. Maybe something today. Doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world, but something that someone did, maybe a friend or a colleague, family member, or maybe a perfect stranger, a kind gesture, maybe something small, maybe someone held the door open for you. Or let you in front of them in the grocery line. Or said something kind, or supported you in an expected or an unexpected way. Maybe they went above and beyond what you were expecting. They came through for you in a moment of need. Just connecting in your heart, this memory of the sense of appreciation, sense of gratitude. This kindness, this goodness extended to you, that touched you. Just naturally a feeling of thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate this. Just a bubbling up of warmth, appreciation, gratefulness. And connecting with this feeling of having received a gift, having received this unexpected gift. What a lovely, wonderful, beautiful gift. Simple perhaps, maybe small, but still just brightening, delighting the heart, gladdening the mind, gladdening the heart. Staying connected as you can, maybe putting a hand in the middle of your heart center, your chest, the middle of your chest, your heart center, right or left hand, or both. Just connecting with yourself, with a sense of appreciation, receiving. Maybe connecting with this person, with this being, and thanking them in your heart. Bringing the image, their image to your mind as clearly as possible. And in your mind's eye, in your heart, saying thank you. I appreciate what you did. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate you. Just connecting to that feeling. And to the image of the person, image of this being. So three things: connecting to the act of kindness, to the sense of gratitude, to the goodness, that's one. And also staying connected to the image of this person who's done this kind act for you. And the third is a phrase, a simple phrase. It could just be thank you, silently reciting. Or I'm grateful. Or I appreciate you. Or whatever it might be for you. This practice could be like a three-ring circus, the three rings supporting each other. And with your hands connecting with your heart, that could be a support, supporting all of them together. Letting your body relax and soften and connect, feel the goodness. Connect with being the recipient of kindness. Ah. It's softening. Let it in. Softening, receiving. Receiving this act of generosity, receiving this act of goodness. Letting it soften you, knead you. Relax your body. Letting your body melt into the sensation of receiving, being the recipient of goodness. Breathing it in, breathing it in, relaxing into it. Silently reciting thank you to this being. Letting the feeling grow in your body, the softness, the ease. This practice can be very visceral, very body-based. Maybe even a smile shows up on your face. Keeping the image of this friend, this being in mind, connecting to the goodness, feeling into the goodness, relaxing your body, receiving this act of kindness. Thank you. If you wish to stay with this friend, with this being, and deepen you can. And if your mind is called to recalling another incident, maybe something else in your life you're grateful for, someone else you're grateful for, someone who's been a teacher, a mentor, support, loving support for you when you've needed support. They've been there for you. You can bring them to mind if you wish. Similarly, first bringing to mind this act of goodness, feeling it, letting it in your heart center, the middle of your chest, maybe again putting your hand there, softening your body, remembering this act of love, this act of kindness, goodness, generosity, receiving it again in every cell of your body, opening up to it, trusting this act of goodness. May not be every aspect of this person's behavior or personality, but one thing, this thing they've done for you. Trusting and opening to the goodness. Bring an image of them to mind. Receiving. Thank you. Thank you for what you did for me. Thank you. Knowing that you're receiving, you allowing the kindness, the generosity in, completely receiving it, letting it in, is an act of gratitude. It's perhaps the best way to say thank you. It's to allow it in, receive it completely. Not resisting, not refusing, not closing your heart to it, but completely receiving. Allowing the goodness of this gift freely offered to you by another being. Receiving it completely with every cell of your body. And now for the last minute or two of this practice, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind something kind you've done for someone anytime today or any time in your life. Just the first thing that comes to your mind. Something kind that they appreciated. It was a gift to them, and maybe for you it was simple. Maybe you did go out of your way, or maybe it was simple for you. It was just an extension of your care for them. Bring that goodness to mind, your own goodness, and their appreciation, their gratitude. Appreciating your own inner goodness. Again, putting your hand in the middle of your heart center, connecting with your own goodness. The gift that was given, received gratefully, and appreciating how your heart, your goodness, is part of this circle of humanity, giving and receiving, and how by keeping our heart open, easily we can give, and easily we can receive without blockage. Being part of this beautiful circle of humanity, we receive so much from so many people every day, seen and unseen. We receive so much from so many people, so many beings, animals, trees, the earth. We receive so much. And we too give, seen and unseen. Our love's labor is appreciated. It's part of this amazing circle, web of humanity, giving and receiving, never separate. Gratitude for giving, gratitude for receiving. What I would like to invite you in now, next, is the next part of our practice, which is an interactive guided practice. The first part of the happy hour is silent practicing guided meditation. The second part is a guided interactive exercise. And I see that as a bridge between sitting silently, eyes closed, and being out in the world, interacting with people. It's kind of a bridge of how to take our practice off the cushion into the world. So it's a little sandbox. So that's what I would be inviting you to engage in now. So this practice, the next thing that we will do is we will engage in this interactive speaking and listening exercise with two other people. So in a moment you'll turn and you'll find to other people, ideally people you didn't come here with and you don't know. New people would be great, get to know other people. And the prompt is simple. The prompt, really, it's not where it's at. It's how we do the practice that I'll describe. The prompt is, how was this guided meditation for you? How was it? And you can say anything. You can say, I fell asleep, my mind was all over the place, I loved it, I didn't like it. Doesn't matter. Whatever you say, there's no right or wrong answer. Just share whatever is authentic for you, whatever feels right for you to share, as much as you wish, okay? So the prompt is what came up for you. But really, what's really important is the way you will be speaking and listening. You'll be listening twice, and in the way of listening, is listening with kindness, listening with your whole body, feeling embodied. So as you're listening right now, for example, let's start practicing. Instead of being in your head, thinking about, oh, what am I going to say in my group? Drop all that. Stay in your body. Feel your bottom on the cushion. Can you feel your bottom and still hear me? Yes, not too difficult. You can stay embodied. You can listen and also feel your body. And now what if your whole body was an organ of hearing, as if you were listening with your whole body? What would that be like if you were doing that? So when you're listening in this small triad, listening with kindness, listening with your whole body, not thinking about what you're going to say, how you're going to impress people. No, just giving the other person who's speaking your complete attention. This is a really important exercise in being present, being mindful, and just listening with kindness. If judgments come up, let them come, let them go. You're just listening to this other human being who, just like you, has received kindness, has given kindness. They're not so different from you. So you're just listening to them, giving them your full attention for the, whatever, couple of minutes they're speaking, a minute or two, okay? That's your practice of listening. Practice of speaking is somewhat similar. You try to stay embodied. You try to stay, feel your body as you're listening, your bottom, your feet, your hands, whatever is accessible to you. And know that you're being held in a container of kindness, and just share whatever is authentic from your experience. Not too much, not too little. What feels right to you? You don't have to bare your soul. Just say whatever feels appropriate, and you'll be speaking for about a minute or so about what it was like for you. Okay? Clear enough? Any questions about this next practice we're going to do? It's pretty brief. And it's best if you're all on the chair or all on the cushion, all on the same level. So please self-organize. And if you need a partner, raise your hand. And you can just say your name to each other when you start. You're about the first, let me record, either about the first part a practice or the second part of our practice, the interactive practice. So any questions, comments, reflections, what it was like for you, please. We have a few minutes, so don't be shy. Please.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. I just really appreciated the sense of gratitude and practicing gratitude towards myself and others, and kind of really what I was drawn to, especially towards the end of the silent meditation, was thinking about my best friend who is still in Seattle, and thinking about where I was a year ago, and the kind of quote that I kept running through my head was, thank you for being there for me when I wasn't there for myself.
Mm.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Beautiful. It's nice to take time to really let that gratitude for people who've been there for us to settle in. Thank you. What else?
for me, the just kind of the act of thinking, of trying to think of someone or something I was grateful for brought up like a lot of little moments throughout the day that I wouldn't have normally thought of. So just kind of that searching for something in and of itself was very supportive.
Nice, nice. Yeah, isn't it interesting when you incline your mind towards that, like, oh yeah, and that, and that, and that, and oh wow, how many gifts today that you wouldn't have thought about otherwise, and that gladdens the heart, doesn't it? It's so interesting. Otherwise, our minds tend to, left on their own, we have the negativity bias. We think about what's wrong instead of all these good gifts we've received today. Lovely, thank you for that. What else?
I think for me, it was interesting to practice being open to kindness. I use the word immersive because it, as opposed to intellectual, to experience it, body it. It was, and I recognized that I got to a place where I said, enough.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which was interesting.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think if I had stayed up here, I would have kept it going. It was like, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, both of them, both of the approaches to it.
Yeah, I so appreciate you naming that because it really is, and it feels like an immersive body-based when you open up to it. And there could come a time when it's like, okay, my edge right now. Maybe I'll sit with this. Is it okay to try to push it a little bit today? Maybe. Or maybe not. So it's lovely that you named that because that's something that we can see and work with. And then little by little by little expands more and more and our heart can be more and more open and this immersive, just this physical, like it feels cellular to just be in it. It's lovely. It's more lovely than keeping it up in the head, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's really sweet. Thank you for naming that. What else? Any other observations? Anything that was challenging? Anything else that was challenging or difficult or edge? Or everything is welcome. Complaints, everything is welcome. Especially if you're new, I invite you, if you wish, to say something. You don't have to. Or ask a question. Or also anything about the second part of our practice, the interactive practice. Anything you noticed about that?
I think I found myself getting lost in a process question during the interactive process, and I just realized that's what I was doing was part of that. You talked about listening and being in the moment, but if I'm listening to someone, I'm sort of trying to make sense of them and where they're going, and that's like the last three things they said and the thing they're saying right now. Otherwise, it's this stream that sort of doesn't hold together unless I'm saying, what does that mean to this person? Well, that's what that means. So I guess it's still a practice for me of finding a balance between hearing the words coming in, watching, trying to get a sense of the feelings, but also making sense of it while still being connected to my body. Oh my God.
Right. Yeah. It is a practice, and it will get easier like any other practice. Then it doesn't seem like such a hard work, right? There's the mind, the heart, the brain, all kind of figures out, oh yeah, I'm thinking of the research that has been done that any new task we pick up, that area of the brain that is working on it takes up a lot of glucose because it's like trying so hard, and it's lighting up and like, oh. Then after a while, the glucose consumption just goes down because the neural wiring has released. So it becomes like that after a while. It becomes second nature. Like imagine when you started to drive. Oh my goodness, how complicated it was. Oh. And now it's like you can drive and listen to music and think about what you're going to do and your friend. Right? So this is just like that. It's not any different.
So thanks for the practice of embodied listening.
What's that?
Thank you for the practice of embodied listening.
You're welcome. It's a fun practice. I really love it. I can't teach it enough. And I've been told by many people that it's one thing that they have been grateful to take to their daily life. It's easily transferable and can be transformative. And on that note, I feel gratitude for being here and having the opportunity to practice with all of you here tonight. Thank you for bringing and sharing of yourself and practicing. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, which includes ourselves. And may your heart be filled with gratitude in giving and receiving.